Welcome to the Roundtable Podcast, a ministry of Westside Church that seeks to help those who have questions of Jesus, His church, and the call to follow Him.
I want to welcome you to another edition of the Roundtable Podcast. My name is Norm Funk. I'm the senior pastor of Westside Church. With me at the table, just one other guy, is Matt Menzel, the lead pastor of Westside Church. Matt, how are you?
Oh, really well. Yeah, thank you. It's great. You know, I think it's more closer to 7.5 billion people who don't listen to this and change.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. Yeah. James is not with us because he thinks he has to take holidays.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
I don't know. I don't know why you take holidays, actually. Well, help me. I don't know.
Right when the weather gets good in Vancouver, people take holidays.
So here's where I was this morning. I just came back from my son's, I have two sons, Matthew and Micah. Micah is grade 8. He's in middle school, and he had his middle school graduation.
Oh, nice. Oh, those are good. I did that.
You did a middle school graduation?
Yeah, I played in the band. I had a band. And we played, you know that song, 500 Miles? If yeah. I could watch, so I was the drummer, man.
No!
That was my big reveal.
That's a Canadian group.
That was my big reveal.
That's a great song. That's a one-hit wonder group.
Oh, yeah,
group.
I know. People
That's
told me
a good
after,
song.
Man, you're a good drummer. And that was all I needed when I was 8 years old. That was it.
So they're giving out awards, and me and Matthew, my other son, we're in the back popping off, and every academic award, we're going, nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're cracking each other up.
It's actually just covered up, you know, it's covered up the jealousy. It's just the self-consciousness coming up.
No, that's exactly
really.
What it is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, just mock them.
Yeah.
Mock them. We stand the back, turn our backs, hold up the newspaper like we're reading it.
Yeah.
Not really. Actually, it was good.
That's awesome.
I never experienced that. Didn't go to middle school. Middle schools weren't a big deal.
Well, I didn't go to middle school either. But I when I graduated grade 7, we had a graduation. We had a graduation.
So elementary school
from Delta Christian. Yeah, that's what it was.
See, that's really pushing me hard.
And then we went to high school. Grade 8 was high school when I was, like, so well, that was what it was like for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, I was grade 8 to 12.
Yeah,
and
too.
I get grade 12 graduation.
Right.
And then, yeah, so, and then university graduation. But grade 8 or 7 is...
Why not celebrate it? Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
That's exactly right. We should celebrate more.
Yes.
So there's a reason why we're getting together.
Yeah.
Going into summer, today's the longest day of the year. Do you know what?
I did not know that.
Every day hereafter gets shorter, which is about time because it's been such a wonderful spring.
Yeah, that's a lot of hope there.
So every day hereafter until December 21st gets a couple minutes shorter. But I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things, and one of them was our current series. Another is just what's going on this summer. Another is we got baptism. Another is prayer initiative. Another is just rhythms of summer going into fall, all of those kinds of things. So why don't we begin on the new series stuff?
Yeah.
We started a new series at Westside, both campuses, called The Human Experience. I spoke on apathy. James spoke on apathy this last Sunday. You're speaking this Sunday. I'm speaking at Crossway this Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, that's great. That's exciting. Good ministry.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So maybe if I could put you on the spot, and those listening, I have done no prep with Matt on this, so this is just flying off the...
You're saying that just in case I screw up something?
What I'm trying to do is just, you know, in case you say something that's, you know, silly, stupid,
right.
You know.
Right. Well, that always happens.
People will understand that, you know, we don't edit this.
Right.
So the human experience, maybe talk about that a little bit, where that comes from in all seriousness, why we're doing it, some of the challenges, and I'll maybe... Because I feel challenged with it in some regards, too. So maybe hit it.
Sure. Yeah. So we're taking, over these 12 weeks, we're taking just different emotions that are common, the experience, you know, commonly for all of us as human beings, but also in some specific ways as Christians, and kind of just identifying those things, speaking to those things from the gospel perspective. And the reason why I'm so excited about this ministry personally is because Christianity is just a worldview, as a faith system, is just it's the most human way to view life. It's, you know, there's a lot of religions out there, a lot of belief systems, which they want to teach you how to sort of transcend your circumstances. They want to teach you how to meditate and escape, or how to get beyond it, or, you know, with things like The Secret, how to just, you know, visualize and make things happen, and sort of, and in some streams, you're not supposed to really claim things. Like, if you speak about something that you're experiencing in a negative sense, it's like you're sort of giving power to that thing. But all of those are completely an anti-Christian, anti-biblical way of viewing life and viewing the world. The Bible actually has a place for all the human emotions. And when we look through, you know, especially the wisdom literature, but all through the Old Testament and the New Testament, we see a lot of emotion. We see a lot of anger. We see a lot of, like we're going through in the series, a lot of awe, a lot of sorrow. We see apathy. We see pain, and we don't see God actually enter our stories in the gospel and try to pull us out of that, or try to say those things aren't important. We're going to minimize those, and we're going to try to give you something to think about that can sort of, you know, go beyond it. He just gets right into it. It's like Jesus' prayer in John 17, right, where he prays for those who will believe through his disciples, and he doesn't pray that we're taken out of the world, right? And it's like we're meant to be in this world, experiencing the brokenness right now, and bringing the gospel to bear on that. And so human emotion has a really important place in the Christian faith. And so I'm excited to elevate that.
Why do we struggle with it? Or why do people have this sense of, it's an unwillingness maybe to allow for certain things? Mm-hmm. Certain things we know from an emotional standpoint, if we act upon them, are not good. So. Yeah. Anger is an emotion that we're going to hit, for example. And so the allowance for anger is given to us in your anger, but then there is the qualification of do not sin.
Right.
But why do we struggle? Why do we struggle with this?
Yeah. I think it's partly because, you know, we're just as people, we're just so naturally we drift back into, you know, my faith is about do this and don't do this, be this and don't be this, feel this and don't feel this. And we sort of will chastise ourselves for the emotions we feel. Now, obviously, there's certain things like, you know, you mentioned anger, where that there's a place, and there's a kind of anger that we're going to hit all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there are some emotions that are certainly, they're just evidence of our brokenness.
Right.
But the reality is that God's not... He's not looking down on us and just saying, you know, if you're experiencing this or feeling this or doing that, then you're in or you're out. He wants to enter in the fullness of our life and experience with the gospel. So I think it's just we're trained in sort of law. We're trained in I'm supposed to do this and not supposed to do this. And so we do the same thing with our emotions, and we, you know, and we know how our I mean, you know, like the Old Testament Jeremiah says, right? The heart is deceitful above all things. Desperately, desperately wicked, who can understand it, right? And so we know our emotions do lead us astray, but that doesn't mean that God just wants us to override them. He wants us to bring in the truth of his word to the experience of our lives. So I think it's maybe because of the law. I think it's, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think, I mean, it's always been a struggle or a battle within the church.
Yeah.
The age of the New Testament church, let me just talk specifically about that we really have a tough time with the physical. It was Gnosticism early on in the church age, for example. I also think that there are those that believe, suggest, infer that if you walk with Jesus, then certain things should no longer manifest in your life. And I think there's confusion over that. Because Galatians 5, as we know, you know, talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And so if you're a spirit person, then these things should manifest themselves.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, you know, we have to be very careful not to build a whole theology on, you know, our emotions and experiences and feelings out of one text. Because, you know, Romans 8, for example, speaks to our groaning, right? The book of Lamentations allots.
Oh, yeah.
And allows us for lamenting. Yeah. We see the Psalms of laments of the Psalms of lament. So we have that. We are on the wrong side of heaven in that sense.
Yeah.
And the Savior that we follow is a man of sorrows.
Yes.
He's acquainted with griefs. He weeps.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in the same way that there is a wrong and a right way to rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
There is a wrong way and a right way to go through these emotions too.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is you'll run into Christians that I think don't quite get it.
Yeah.
Either they're faking it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's an or. I think they're faking it.
Yeah.
Or they're faking it for a time or pushing down because we are to weep with those who weep.
Right.
And there is a time for laughter, and there's a time for crying.
Yeah.
And so the human experience brings these all together. And I think there needs to be freedom in that, but a right way and a wrong way to experience all of them.
So, yeah, I know. I appreciate you use the word faking. You know, I think it's probably not intentional, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's maybe that's why you hesitate in using that word a little bit. Like, it's because it is true, but it's sort of like sometimes we think we're
fearful,
more
fearful, maybe?
Sure. Like, we're more spiritual if we don't feel these things, you know? And so then we feel them and we go, well, I'm more spiritual if I don't express them.
Sure. But joy of the Lord is my strength.
Exactly. So then we become people where it's like, you know, how are you? Well, man, I'm just always great. I'm the happiest person in the world ever that you'll ever meet and all that kind of stuff. Like that's who, and it's like that as the Bible doesn't call us to that. Like the Word of God doesn't, the Word of God actually gives us all kinds of allowance to express these emotions, which even though they're not right, perfect, God is not afraid of them. Mm-hmm. He's not afraid of, you know, of the psalmist crying out, where are you and how long and why? And we might not get the answers we want to that, but there's a reason why we have books like Job and like you mentioned, Ecclesiastes and all. God's not afraid of human emotions. So I'm excited just to walk through this with people and just to give a place for those things, to put them in perspective, but not to chastise. Not to just beat people up, but you feel this way, you shouldn't feel that way. You know, you should move on. But instead to help people understand that there's a place for this and the gospel speaks to it.
Yeah. There is an aspect in Christendom today that seems to think, it, at least in terms of what I hear and at times read, but more so hear, that seems to hold to the fact or the idea that if I'm a Christ follower here and I have the Spirit of God in my, if I have the Spirit of God in me now, that things should be as good as they can, and that's just not a true statement.
Right.
You know, Paul states in Philippians 1, for example, that to be with Christ is better by far.
Mm-hmm.
That even though Christ is with us, never to forsake us, that the Spirit of God is in us, this isn't an arrival point.
Yes.
This is part of our journey.
Yeah.
And therefore, to experience, like I said, those times of groaning and hurt and pain and wonder and depression and melancholy, in addition to the other aspects of joy and awe, you know, C.S. Lewis came to Christ because he was surprised by joy.
Yeah.
He just couldn't compute it as an empiricist. So and that's why we're doing this series.
Yeah. No, I think that's so good. I mean, and you know, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. Right? Like obviously, but take heart, I've overcome the world, but you will have trouble. Like we live in this period of history. A lot of people want to remove kind of the and it's so funny, in one hand, because here in the West we live with unparalleled and unprecedented levels of comfort and of ease. I mean, just compared to other places in the world today, but especially over the last, you know, thousands of years of church history, it's like we have so much, and yet now we have running more rampant than ever in some senses this idea that, oh yeah, we should just be able to claim this and this and this and just, you know, avoid this and this, and those things should be gone. It's so sad because we've been given more than ever, and we're moving almost further from the reality, further from the truth that things are broken right now. And Jesus entered this brokenness, and when he ascended to heaven, and you know, and he sent his Spirit back to us, that was that was for the church to exist in the middle of brokenness, in this in-between time, before he returns again and sets all things right. And so we exist here, and we exist with illness in our bodies. I mean, you know, we've got Westsiders right now, you know, that are moving through that, and people in hospice, you know, and you just watch these, you know, bodies crumble, and you watch, you know, you're around people as they take their last breaths and all these things. And then it's mind-numbing how people can then turn around and say, oh yeah, what God wants for you is health and wealth and prosperity, when, man, that's just not the way that he set things up for this period of history.
No. From a preaching standpoint, so we normally just preach and teach through books of the Bible. Now we're in this series and we're hitting these one-offs. What are the challenges in that? For the, I don't know how many pastors listen to this, but even for the people that are listening going, okay, here's the challenge. Just so you know, I'm given 40 or so minutes on a Sunday to put this together, to hit this topic. How do you go about this? So you're speaking this Sunday.
Yeah.
We've talked about the, so I spoke on apathy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have one text. I have texts I can go to, but I'm not going to focus on one thing.
Yeah.
If I did, I would do a disservice to the topic itself. So talk about that.
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, I think maybe there'll be some freedom for us as we get into some of the later ones to do some more focused kind of work out of a text. But I mean, it's just tough. Like, because these themes are so tied throughout all of Scripture. Apathy's hard too, because apathy, like you mentioned on Sunday, you know, the word's not used in Scripture.
Right.
And we definitely see it. But it's more intangible. Sorrow, which we're talking about this week, sorrow's everywhere. Like sorrow, I mean, not only in, like, you look at, you know, the garden to the new city, the new Jerusalem, and, you know, the explicit, you know, words, no more sorrow, you know, but you have sorrow throughout, you know, the whole story. You have Jesus as the man of sorrows. And so it's it's sort of like every week you need to do a bit of like a comprehensive biblical theology where you need to sort of trace it.
Right.
And that's just hard, because it's nice once you're in a text, because a text, once you, especially in a series through a book or whatever, because you've got the context that follows you each and every week, so you don't have to unpack everything. This is like you sit down to sermon prep, you know, which I started to do yesterday morning, and, you know, took the morning yesterday to do that. And it's like you're sitting down and you've just got, you know, it's like a blank slate. You've got the whole Bible in front of you, and it's sort of, where do we go from here? You know, you have, oh, here's 32 points. 32 points on sorrow, and, you know, like, so that's the trick in it, but it's...
So we're going into summer with this series. Let's maybe talk about other things happening this summer, things you're fired up about.
Yeah.
And also, I know, you know, we want to just talk about summer, you know, because we're coming, through such a lousy spring weather-wise. But let's also talk a little bit about fall. Specifically, we're rolling out Alpha.
Yeah.
So I want you to talk about that. Why?
Love to. Yeah.
And perhaps why we haven't done Alpha here as a ministry. We'll hit it more in the fall again. But hit that. But before that, talk about some of the stuff going on in the summer.
Yeah.
Maybe jump in.
For sure. Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on. I mean, we've got, so as you mentioned at the beginning, you know, our ministry takes a different sort of rhythm in the summer. Community groups, you know, transition to a bit of a different rhythm. Everything kind of just slows down in that sort of sense, but there's a lot of stuff going on. So community groups aren't happening, but we've got like 10 barbecues happening through the summer between Vancouver and North Shore. So that's great. Just Westsiders who are opening up their homes and, you know, throwing a bunch of stuff on the grill. And so those will be all listed, you know, on the city and on the website for people to see and jump into there. Obviously, this coming Sunday, the 25th of June, we've got baptisms happening down at Sunset Beach. Another big barbecue there. That was so much fun. We've been inside the last couple baptisms. Is that right?
Which have been great.
They've been awesome. I think the last two
we've done inside.
Yeah, so it'll be nice to get to the ocean again.
Yeah.
And you know, last year around this time in our June ones, we had, you know, there was 300 people out there at the beach. It was just a great celebration.
Yeah.
So hoping for just a great turnout there at the barbecue again. We've got mission trips obviously going out this summer.
Right.
There's all kinds of stuff happening. Westside Outdoors has a full calendar this summer. There's tons of service. We've got another day camps happening. We've got an internship starting up, you know, and some people. You and Aaron just announced that on Sunday. And
yep.
I know we got already people signed up for that in the summertime.
We got the Summer Prayer Initiative.
Yes.
That I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
Which is just people signing up to pray with somebody, a family member, yeah, or a whole family, a friend, a spouse, whatever, yeah, and just praying, really setting aside, you know, 3 times a week for 15 minutes. And I know for some people, as I announced on Sunday, that's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. For others, it's a huge increase.
Yeah.
Especially if they're praying with a friend or, like I said, a spouse or what have you.
Yeah.
So we're rolling that out, asking people to sign up. And I think there's a good initial sign up. Yeah. I haven't seen the numbers, but asking people to pray, yeah, pray for items that come in, pray for specific things going on in the ministry throughout the summer, like day camps, like missions, yeah, like, you know, launch of new ministry year, like the Tri-City launch, our campus that's launching in September. But also aspects of, you know, depth of love and knowledge and mm-hmm. discernment in the mm-hmm. scriptures. So things that are more, I guess, internally yeah. focused, but then things that are, you know, programmatic as well.
So every week we're going to send out that week kind of email, just updating, here's what we're praying for this week and that sort of thing.
I blew it. I should have announced it. We should have announced. So those who are listening in that, it's a 12-weeker, but the first actual email, group email, will go out next week mm-hmm. or early this week in light of next week. And but we'll catch up and we'll figure that out.
Yeah,
but,
and all that leads up to Delve, right, on the 14th? Right.
Delve is a day, if you don't know, a day of prayer, fasting, and then a night, an evening of worship that mm-hmm. we are doing on September 14th. And this year we're asking people to consider fasting for 5 days. So yeah. Delve is on a Thursday from Sunday through Thursday.
Yeah.
And for some, no big deal. Some fast longer. For some, a 5-day fast would be a significant event for them. Mm-hmm. And so we'll roll out information as we get later on into the summer and looking ahead to fall.
Yeah.
So in fall, one of the things that we're doing is Alpha, and I know that you've been a big, you're the point of the spear, in a sense, on this one.
Yeah.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
This is something we haven't done. Not that we've been opposed to Alpha.
No.
Alpha, we believe, is an anointed ministry. We've mm-hmm. just had other things mm-hmm. That we've rolled out over the years. But we thought, you thought, as we mm-hmm. talked about it, hey, why not Alpha?
Yeah.
Had questions about it. You met with leaders.
Yeah.
We've, you know, so looking forward to that. So maybe talk yeah. about that a little bit.
Love to. Yeah, Casey Wickham, one of our elders and pastors here, he's going to be kind of running point on this
That's
whole
great.
Thing, and just so happy to have him. He's, you know, he led Alpha at one of his previous ministry he was a part of and all of that, and so really happy to have him here doing that. But yeah, as far as getting it going and getting it off the ground and that sort of thing, I've been really excited about it. And it's not a new thing for Westside in the sense of the heartbeat behind Alpha is just creating a space where you can facilitate a conversation, where people can just come in, express, you know, themselves, ask their questions, have conversation. And it's not about, you know, the goal of Alpha is not to have everyone on the same page at the end of the night. The goal is just to have the conversation and begin the conversation with people and create that environment. That's been our heartbeat with Foundations as well, a class we've run here for many years, and same sort of thing. But what Alpha allows us to do is to open it up and sort of cast that net a lot wider. It's a ministry that has, you know, there's some currency even just in the name. People know of it. People have heard about it. But more than that, I mean, it's, as you said, Norm, it's just an anointed ministry. It's a ministry that God's used over the decades in powerful ways. And, you know, we've had our own team here at Transposition Films, Westsiders, who, you know, share space with us down here in the dungeon,
right?
And a film production company. And,
yeah.
you know, it, the cool thing is, like, they were a big part of shooting the new Alpha film series. And it shot all over the world, but it feels, I mean, a lot of it shot in Vancouver, and it feels like Vancouver. It feels like Westside. We have that natural kind of affinity already. And then logistically, you know, we finished the reno last year. So the reno of our kids' space and that medium-sized room under the stage, we can get, you know, 250, 300 people in there. And so now that we have that, with right. the kitchen off of it, it allows us to actually have a meal and you know, play the film and do all that sort of. We're really excited about it, though. We had an initial meeting for people who are interested a couple weeks back, and a lot of interest. We're going to do that again, but there's already emails going out just weekly asking people to pray for this and this. I mean, it doesn't even launch until October 10th, but
okay.
But we're trying to get it sort of.
How many weeks does it run?
So we're going to do 8 weeks, including the weekend away.
Okay.
Not including the weekend away. It'll go over 8 weeks, though. So 6 weeks, and then we're going a weekend away, Cedar Springs.
Yeah.
It's a resort that's just south of the border here. And then 2 more weeks following
See,
that.
See, retreat center.
Retreat center. Thank you. Yeah. What'd I say?
You said a resort.
Yeah, no, it's not a resort.
Maybe we should call it a resort.
That'd be better. We'd get more people.
No, I thought it was 12 weeks.
You can do various lengths.
It down?
It was just as far as our calendar. It was just looking at our calendar, how it all shakes out this fall. The nice thing about starting it in October, like beginning of October, we're going to run October and we'll be done before we hit December. So that's nice. So
what day of the week?
Tuesday nights.
Okay.
So we have dinner together here, you know, show one of the films. They're, you know, 25 minutes or whatever. You asked the question why we haven't done Alpha in the past. So again, mm-hmm. part of that's logistic. And part of that's because we tend here to do our own teaching. Mm-hmm. We have people on staff here, and when we do classes, we like to write our own curriculum and do our own teaching. Mm-hmm. And that's a big value for us. So it's not our usual practice to like get together and press play on a video or something right. like that. But the nice thing about Alpha is not only are the videos so well done, but they are meant to just begin a conversation. So right. I think this is going to be a great feeder into our community groups, a great feeder into the wider ministry, all those sorts of things. But our heart behind is just to have a welcoming, open place where people can come in, hang out, and talk about, you know, spiritual things in a just a judgment-free sort of way.
Yeah.
So
no, I'm excited about it. Really looking forward to seeing what takes place. And mm-hmm. I do believe it's an anointed ministry. I don't know how you could not. Mm-hmm. I do know that there's aspects within the teaching of Alpha that perhaps, you know, you'd have some hesitation.
Yeah.
But overall, and when I say hesitation, I'm not necessarily saying, you know, I'm entirely opposed. I don't want people to hear that. But overall, what a great ministry, great leadership, what great fruit, what great history. And like you said, I think it's a thing. It's a ministry that people feel like they have a sense of comfort with. So if they're going to their next door neighbor and saying, hey, I want, you know, would you consider coming out to this?
Yeah.
The aspect of food, the whole ambiance of the night. So
can I speak to that, just that theological point quickly?
Yeah.
So just, I mean, I know people, there's, you know, people, somebody asked that question as well in that info meeting we had, which I was so glad for the question because, you know, the question was just essentially, you know, theologically, how do you sort of line up with Alpha and that? So The big thing I would say about, because I've watched all of the new films now, and, you know, so I've made sure I've gone through all of them. So has Casey. We've both been through all of them. And the big thing about them is they just, you know, they're not meant to say everything.
Right.
The goal for Alpha is not to pump out really well-rounded, you know, theologians out of this or anything like that. The goal is, like, again, they begin the conversation. So as an example, you know, when it talks about, you know, why did Jesus have to die? That's one of the titles of one of the films, and the answer given in the film is because he loves us. That's a right answer. That's a true answer. And it talks about, you know, he had to die for our sins, and it defines sin as you know, kind of what we do and what we don't do. You know, when we would say that differently. We would say, you know, we're broken. We've got these natural, these natures that are broken because of the fall. And so what we do and don't do isn't actually sin, but that's the evidence of our sin. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, like when it comes to Alpha, these conversations will begin. And then we at Westside, our responsibilities as pastors and elders and teachers, all of that, we're going to shore all that stuff up.
Right.
You know, so this is not about presenting a finished product. It's just a starting point.
It's not a systematic theology rundown.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's a conversational starter, hitting things that are true. But yeah, we understand that this is the beginning of a journey.
Yeah.
And we feel that this is a great program for that, based on the relationship aspect.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's people bringing their friends, sitting in with their friends, mm-hmm. having meals and such.
Yeah.
And it comes alongside of the church where we pray they come back to on a Sunday, coming out of, you know, the night itself. So just a couple other things. So I'm just watching the time, and I don't want to make this too long a podcast. I just want to make sure we're touching base and letting people know about stuff going on. Be praying about Tri-City, the launch on September 10th.
Yeah.
We had a great sending event mm-hmm. this last Friday. Matt Glezos giving leadership to that ministry. Mm-hmm. And so things are going on. Renovations are going on. People are leaving. People are leaving this ministry, Northview, Crossridge, our North Shore campus. Ben Gadd, our own staff, is kind of transitioning with a unique sort of blend of being here but going there, moving. Mm-hmm. Moving literally onto the site where the building is and giving leadership to worship and helping Matt on the ground, staying here involved, at least for the time being. He's listening to this, so, you know, if he, you know, holds his, you know, weight.
He might just edit this out. He might just edit that part out.
Hey, Ben, as you're in the other room, you know what? Just make sure that you carry on, right? Yeah. No, we love Ben and excited for what's going on. He and Michelle's life and their family. So, but just be praying about that. Anything else that we need to hit just from an information standpoint? I know I'm getting away here in August.
Yeah.
You're here essentially all summer.
I'm here all the way through. I'm taking a week end of this month.
Right. Kinda. You do holidays more in the winter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we try to leave that for the people with kids in school, that sort of thing.
Staff.
It makes more sense. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I think that's, I mean, we got launched, our launch Sunday is September 10th, again, Delve September 14th.
We're going to do about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks on just the mission of Westside.
I love it. Yeah, so good.
Then we're going to get back to Matthew, and then we're going to do a series in January on Genesis 1 to 3.
Yeah. Eden, that's going to be so great.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. That'll tie in actually really well with this summer series, just the human experience
aspect.
Oh,
very much so. I'm already starting prep, and I know you are on that Eden series. As people listen to this, they ask, I think, you talk about sermon prep, you know, starting yesterday for this Sunday, but that doesn't take into account the reading that takes place a year before.
Absolutely
in preparation.
Not. Yeah,
we know what sermons we're going to be preaching all the way through next fall. So we begin the reading months and months out just to kind of guide us. And so when we jump to the text, we at least have some prelim work done. So looking forward to that series as well. And
I'm really excited for the fall.
Really excited for what's coming up. I couldn't agree more. The North Shore, we've signed lease documents for their own office space there. So excited about what's going on
there. And ministry space, right? Not just for offices, but also for things like Delves over there and like events and, you know, having meals and that sort of thing too. So that's really exciting. Right in a perfect location.
It's perfect. Have you been there yet?
Yeah.
You've been there.
Yeah, we went there together. Norm.
That's right. It was a great day.
It was awesome. It was so memorable.
Very eventful.
Great spot. Right there, like
It's Lonsdale.
Thank you. Yeah, it's right there, right by the Burgoo. And
I
what's
think
that
James
other?
Took the corner office with about 1,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not. They're in the middle of a reno there too, right? Just like over at Tri-City, there's a reno going on there now, and hopefully they get that place done for fall too.
And then the last thing, you hit this because you know Aaron Boswell real well. Aaron Boswell has joined our team, giving oversight and direction to our internship ministry. We've had interns, but this is kind of a formal, you know, rollout. And so we just announced this on Sunday. Aaron's a church planter. He's planted a church in Winnipeg and in Montreal. Mm-hmm. He's from Texas, married a Canadian girl, moved to Vancouver about 8 or 9 months ago, has been attending Westside since that time. But as you've gotten to know him, and as I've got to know him, the discussion about internship stuff came up. And so we rolled that out, which is another thing we're excited about.
Oh, man.
So
big time. And, you know, it's just going to essentially be people can get on the ground here and get a window into, they're going to get basic training and undergirding theologically and that sort of thing, and the philosophy of ministry, the methodology and theology of ministry, all that sort of thing. But also just on the ground, how do things work? You know, people have this weird idea of what it means to work in ministry, and they think, you know, you're out for coffee all day or something, or, you know, your Jenga video that you showed at the Send and Send Anything didn't really help that much. But it's, you know, it's sort of, and it's so just give people an option. They can work with our pastors like, you know, Jer and others and our ministry directors overseeing different areas and just get the chance to just plug in and lean in. And I'm just so excited for that. And in addition to the Bible studies you've had going this last year too, those have been so great as well. So just more and more touch points happening all the time. And that's really, that's been really fun. So, yeah.
Yeah. Information about that is online, obviously. Yeah. And what that entails. So there's, yeah, like you said, a theological component. There's a ministry specific component. There's a spiritual directive component.
Yeah.
And there is classroom work, reading, but also hands-on involvement. And so it's for everybody. Yeah. It's not just for those thinking about, well, I want to become a pastor, I want to work in the church, although it certainly is for an individual that would be considering that. But it's more than that. Mm-hmm. It's for people that just want to get more, you know, well-rounded, thinking about just involvement in this ministry going forward, but would like to know more.
Yeah.
For men and women, all ages after high school.
Yeah.
And different ways to be involved. Summer, you know, from a summer standpoint, as well as from an 8 month throughout the year standpoint. So, yeah, so excited about that. All right, Matt.
Awesome.
Nothing else?
That's it.
It's a lot better without James here.
Oh, tell me about it.
Things are very, you know,
tell me about
tight.
It. Oh, so good.
Just, yeah, the so raising good. Of the level, it's
very apparent.
It just
goes way up. Yeah.
We love James.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Matt. Bless you. Have a great summer. And if you're listening to this online, wchurch.ca, all information about everything we've talked about both campuses, so check that out. I don't know if we'll do another one of these throughout the summer. We may. We may actually, maybe we need to drop in every week and talk about, you know, our series for 10 or 15 minutes. Or
sure, maybe do some of the prayer thing or something like that, too. Who knows?
So just, but, you know, just go on iTunes and
you just got to keep
subscribe.
Watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Or listening.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Matt.
This is an audio podcast.
Good point.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Roundtable Podcast. For more information about the ministry of Westside Church, go to wchurch.ca.